The five-day board meeting at the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency is taking place amid claims that Iran has been trying to develop a nuclear warhead, missile reentry vehicles, and other weapons. Those concerns were highlighted by outgoing Director General Mohammad El-Baradei in remarks to the board, even as he noted some progress by Tehran in a few areas.
On all other issues, however, relevant to Iran's nuclear program, there is a stalemate. Iran has not suspended its enrichment-related activities or its work on heavy water-related projects as required by the Security Council.
Baradei also criticized Iran for failing to cooperate when it came to answering allegations about the possible military dimensions of its nuclear activities. But he also denounced as baseless recent press reports suggesting the IAEA had failed to publish key findings about Iran's alleged weaponization program to its members. Analyst Thomas Vlasic says support for tougher sanctions is growing in Europe before an upcoming UN Security Council meeting in New York.
What's happening is, of course, that Germany, France, and Britain, and certainly Israel, have viewed Obama's decision to engage Iran as basically the last chance to resolve the standoff through peaceful means without escalating the sanctions.
But Security Council members, Russia and China, have traditionally balked at tougher sanctions. Tehran says its nuclear program is for purely peaceful purposes. And its president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, recently said he was willing to hold talks with world powers. But Vlasic, who is director for foreign and defense policy at the Center for European Reform in London, says Mr. Ahmadinejad's remarks do not amount to much.
Just about the only specific thing he said since, besides saying that he's willing to discuss this with the international community, is that he won't actually discuss Iran's enrichment, which is precisely what the West seems to discuss. So basically, what he's saying is willing to talk, but he's not willing to budge from his position. So I suspect this will be viewed in certainly in Europe and in the United States as too little too late.
The IAEA board will also be discussing Syria's alleged nuclear activities. Damascus has denied claims that it nearly completed a nuclear reactor that was destroyed by Israeli jets in 2007. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.